yesterday or Monday, and he said, "Hey, can you cover for me on Tuesday? I'll be out of town." And when he called, I thought for sure it was because he was on to this prank that we're going to talk about. But no, he wanted me to cover the show. I had no material, and now I do.
Now we have material. Yeah. Now, here's the deal. As you know, for years, the mayor, Dave, when he was in city council, of course, forever was behind getting the Polaris building removed, the eyesore.
Yep.
Now, it's like, it's a mix of, the Polaris building is like a mixed emotion, I think, for many of us. There we go. Because we love the building, and we would have loved nothing more than to find a way to make the Polaris building happen again. But it's just, there's no way.
So much history, the Tiki Cove.
Now, we went in there last week.
Right.
And I know the mayor and Melissa discussed it last Friday, I think. But we went in there, and it looks like this, like a horror movie when you're walking in with headlamps in a line
Silence
in
this dark room.
It looks like, you know, Chernobyl or some. They start, like, I was waiting for the half pigeon people to, like, find us and eat. But we went through. We went up into the Tiki Cove, and everybody found something to keep.
Yeah.
I found it, one of the original, remember, they were kind of a brownish tinted glass. Oh, I got a nice cocktail glass and a salt shaker.
Ah, from the tiki. Was a coat of asbestos on it?
Oh, it was coated in all kinds of horrible things. And then lovely Maria was with us, my wife, and she got a sweet painting out of one of the rooms. A couple people, Jerry, got a huge mirror out of the Tiki Cove. It took two or three of them to haul. It was like a couple hundred pounds hauling it all the way down the stairs. And it's beautiful. And he wants to save it for like an auction or something.
Yeah,
auction off like the last thing to come from the Polaris building.
Nice, nice.
So as we go in there, as you know, it's all boarded up. They secured the funds to remove the building. And he's worked on this tirelessly for so many years. And that was his main campaign focus.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And it was creepy to go in there. Jerry and I threw Frisbee on the roof.
Nice.
Had to do that until Jerry threw it and hit a pole. And it careened off the roof. Almost hit the courthouse and float. It went forever. Ended up in the parking lot over by. It just went forever. And he got it back. So,
nice.
But that was fun. But that's neither here nor there because this has been Dave's crowning achievement.
Sure. It's his baby. Yeah.
And the plan is now, I thought they were going to, all right, they're just going to, we're going to watch it. Well, no. But the thing that they're going to do is take it down like floor by floor. That's the plan.
One piece at a time.
They're going to take it down one piece at a time, take it, break it down, clear it, safe for safety, for all other reasons. I'm sure they're going to have a large area cordoned off for that very reason.
Sure.
But that'll be an interesting thing to happen. It looks like they're planning on doing that next year.
Yeah. And
that's
contract's been awarded. Yep. Yep, it has.
Haven't heard what they're going to put there in its place.
Right.
I have said for a long time, we need really nice apartments.
Yeah.
Beautiful apartments where people, you're right across the street from
the
parking
garage. We got enough
parking
lot, yeah. We
got. Put a restaurant downstairs in it. Put a store, put a gym.
Yeah.
And make these nice apartments so you get people living downtown.
Right.
To bring any good, vital downtown in America has good housing downtown for people.
Sure.
So that they can live, work, and thrive. And so that would be something to do. But neither here nor there. As, of course, Craig is only Craig can do. And that is, of course, the king of pranks here in Fairbanks. Now, you've done some whoppers, and we have the story that's going to come out on this as well.
Yeah.
We're going to tease this going right up until the weather break here. So we're going to tease this. This is a tease.
Okay, got it, yeah.
So we've got a story because, once again, now you've heard the pranks from our Bigfoot prank to all the pranks you've done from Benny Lynn to
Satterberg,
which is, like I
so
said,
easy.
Shooting fish
so
in a barrel.
Easy.
Oh, my goodness. At least put in some effort. And over the years, now, you prank a lot of folks at work and your families and everybody. Have you ever been pranked?
You know, they tried to prank me. Yeah, they tried to prank me one time. I forget, it had to do with the park service, but my antenna is up so much. I mean, I could have my doctor tell me that, you know, we got the results back and, you know, your genitals are going to fall off in 24 hours. I'm ready for the prank. I'm ready for it. I deserve it, but I am ready for it because I it's well deserved. I have pranked a lot of people and I'm sure I'm going to get it someday.
Right.
Probably a group prank.
It would have to be. Well, this one was certainly a group prank.
Oh, yeah.
You had people at the city level, his folks.
Cleworth, Ringstead, his chief of staff, Mike.
Speaking of Mike, you even had Mike. You had the governor in on
this. Yes, the governor was to call.
Now, Now, I believe we're going to get a call from Pruse as well.
Yeah, about a quarter after he's supposed to call. Yeah.
So we're going to do that. So we'll hit the break real quick because coming up, we're going to tell you the story that came out about the whole thing.
Yep.
We've got an interview I did this morning.
Which is mentioned in the story.
Which, with a local quote-unquote Falcon expert. So we're going to do that coming up following a look at the weather forecast right here on
Don't touch that dial.
Do not touch that dial as I push the buttons and make sure I know what the heck I'm doing.
Fish on. The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you proudly by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in for a visit to their extensive fishing department. From rods to reels, lures to lines, you'll see fresh and saltwater as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaskan-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear, Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
This is Barrett McCombie from KVAK Radio with an update on fishing in Valdez. The Valdez Women's Silver Salmon Derby is this Saturday, and one lucky woman will be crowned Queen of the Silver Salmon Sisterhood. Valdez Fish Derbies will give away $1,000 cash and $1,000 in prizes from Prospector Outfitters to the woman catching the largest fish Saturday. The second place winner will get $500 in cash and $500 in prizes, and the third place winner will get $300 in cash and $300 in prizes. It costs $30 to register for the Women's Derby and an extra $10 for a Silver Salmon Daily ticket or $50 for a Silver Salmon Season ticket. A daily Silver Salmon Derby ticket is just $10 and could net an angler $10,000 for the first place prize if they catch the largest Silver Salmon this season. Registration for the Women's Derby is held at the Prospector on Galena Street, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. August 9th through 11th, and Saturday morning, 6:30 a.m. to noon. In first place overall in the Valdez Silver Salmon Derby is LaVon Basinger of Fairbanks, Alaska. She caught a 14.54-pound silver salmon on August 4th aboard the Fixed Income. In second place is David Kaios of Tok, Alaska, who caught an 11.76-pound silver on July 30th aboard the Mai Su 2. In third place is Jen Saxum of Valdez, Alaska, who caught an 11.34-pound silver on July 29th aboard the Game Changer.
Park your rig, pitch a tent, or check into our private cabins at Eagles Rest RV Park, then explore Valdez. Eagles Rest RV Park and Cabins is a perfect place to land. Book RV sites, glamping tents, and cabins online at EaglesRestRV.com. We now accept online reservations for our tent area, so the sooner you book, the better. EaglesRestRV.com.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Highs level off around 71 today under overcast skies with a chance for scattered storms. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 55. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, 71. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Okay. All right, and we're back, KFAR Radio and Problem Corner on this Tuesday morning. We'll have more updates. I can go to the updates for you regarding the area fires as well, so we have one that's airing throughout the day here. Right now, on the phone with us, because he's out of town, our illustrious mayor of Fairbanks and host of this very show, David Pruse. Hello, Mayor. How are you? Let me see. Oh, hold on a second. There you go, Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're doing good. Now, I'm going to start off by saying what a great sport you are. And I spent the weekend twisting.
Both dead men walking.
We're both dead men walking. He's the mayor. He can put a hit out on us.
I have a police force, gentlemen.
I know. I'm going to find a parking ticket on my car when I get out of the building.
I'm even cavity searches.
Oh, wow. Last time I had to pay extra for that, Mayor. Here's the thing now, as you know, the mayor, and I spent the whole weekend on the phone. You helped me out with my ribs, smoking some ribs, and then we turn around and do this prank. But I'm going to have tell you right now, I had no idea about this. Yes. No idea whatsoever. But here's the deal, and we've talked in length that you've worked tirelessly on getting this the Polaris building taken down, and you did so. And then Compo comes up with this idea, and he shows me this. Basically, it's an idea where some peregrine falcons were nesting in the Polaris building, and you got a cease and desist order. And he had a wonderful Photoshop photo of a falcon and two young chicks in a nest in a window of the. It looked good, did it not?
Oh yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and then he had the letter certified. He had everybody behind it. You know, I'm going to spill the beans. Dunleavy even knew about this.
Yeah, Glenner, this had more. This was a bigger conspiracy than the Kennedy assassination.
All right. God. So, with that in mind, do we play the interview first?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So. While you're here with us, we're going to go ahead and play this
interview. This morning, yep.
Yeah, let me see if I can get this up. All right, here we go. Okay. All righty. Here we go. Here we go. All right. This was it. This was me on X-Rock Radio this morning with our expert. Let me see if I can make sure this is on the right. Hold on a second here. I got to make sure.
And thanks to our expert, Lee. He helped us. I won't use his last name.
Right.
Here we go. Dead man walking too.
I remember in high school going up there for proms. But last time I ever had a meal at the Tiki Cove, I was with the band Night Ranger when they played here. If you remember, I think they played at the center. If you remember, that'll give you an idea. Well, we got a tour of the place. The Mayor Prus, took a group of us, and we had masks, respirators, and everything. And we walked through. It was creepy. It was eerie. I went upstairs, and there was pigeons. But there were other wildlife up there as well. Now, I don't know if you've seen, but Alaska has falcons. And apparently, one has taken up roost. And then this letter comes in to the radio station via the mayor's office. Harold Whittingham, attorney, Honorable Mayor David Prus, to cease and desist. I'm writing on behalf of the Fairbanks Audubon Restoration Team to bring to your immediate attention a matter of critical importance concerning the property located at 427 First Avenue Fairbank. But anyway, it's the Polaris. Coldfoot Environmental Services, an Anchorage firm, was awarded a contract for the demolition of the Polaris building and the aforementioned property. As you are undoubtedly aware, the peregrine falcon is a federally protected species. Well, regrettably, we have recently received credible and substantiated information indicating the presence of a nesting pair of peregrine falcon chicks on the premises in the Polaris building. Now, we went up and I found a larger nest. It's a nest, certainly wasn't a pigeon nest. It goes on to say, given the gravity of the situation, we hereby demand an immediate and unconditional cessation of all construction and demolition activities related to the property at 427 of the Polaris building. In close to this letter, you'll find a photographic evidence. I saw the photo, and it is a falcon up there near the top roosting. It underscores the urgency of importance of prompt halting of all this activity. Holy cow. So due to this, the Polaris building may not be going anywhere due to these nesting falcons. So I didn't know anything about this. I know we have falcons. We have a local expert about falcons with us now. And you've been around these birds for quite a long time.
50 years.
Yeah. That's a long time. Now, are these peregrine falcons common in the interior?
Yeah, they're very common. In fact, when they were endangered, they had a big breeding project, a PFUN set up to reintroduce them on the East Coast. But they had enough birds remaining after they're declared endangered in Alaska that they recovered on their own. And they're found all over the state, on North Slope, the coast, the Aleutians, and all over the interior here.
Now, how rare is it that they would nest in a building like this?
Well, this is the first time I've ever heard in Fairbanks, but in a lot of the major cities, they nest commonly because a tall building creates a cliff that they would use in the wild.
Right.
And when they introduced them on the East Coast, they were captive bred, and they built special platforms for them on these tall buildings.
For the falcons.
Yes, just for them. And one of the things after the result of this, and their recovery, and they were taken off the endangered species list in 1999. A lot of cities encourage them because they're a major bird predator, and they help control the feral pigeon population.
Which are basically rats with wings up here.
Rats with wings, flying rats, that's what they call them, yeah.
Yeah.
And so a lot of large cities encourage them to help keep down the pigeon population. And they take quite a few pigeons, especially in the breeding season, to feed their youngsters.
So this is the real deal. So they're very well could be. How long do they nest? I mean, that's probably fairly permanent if the young ones are going to be there.
Yeah, they come back to the same nest site year after year.
All right. And, so interesting.
They're highly migratory. They'll leave in the winter but then come back in the spring. And they have young right now getting close to fledging.
Wow. Holy cow. So this is happening, folks, at the... Now, we saw the photos. I don't know at which angle or which side, if you could even see them up in one of these ledges, one of these old windows, but they are there. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. So once again, apparently, peregrine falcons are nesting up in the higher levels of the old Polaris building, which has now created a cease and desist order from the Fairbanks Audubon Restoration Team through the state, and it's gone right to to the mayor. So this is interesting. Now, here's the deal. The mayor was out of town today and through part of the week, so hopefully we can get this. I'm sure he's aware of this by now, but yeah, so it looks like the Polaris building is not going anywhere. Thank you for your time. And
I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And I want to add, too, under the Endangered Species Act, they're not protected by that anymore, but they're protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and you can't disturb a raptor nest or destroy it.
So we can't even go back up in there.
Yeah, basically, if you disturb it, you're violating that Bird Treaty Act, and you could be fined. And then to destroy a nest, that could be a heavy, heavy tens of thousands dollars.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, there you go. You heard it here, folks. Thanks for being with us. We'll try to get to more information. Wow, because we were all ready to have this thing go down, finally. Doesn't look like it's going to be happening anytime soon. Thank you very much for your
you're
help.
Welcome.
All right. Mayor, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Now, did you get to hear that interview prior?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to fill you on the backside of this. Yesterday was probably the worst day for Craig that he could have done this because it had really no effect on me yesterday. I had a very hairy day, and I get a text from the chief of staff about, you know, 11:15 while I'm on the air yesterday. There's a letter there for me. I got to come get it. So I have someone picking me up at my house at 12:15 to go to a business meeting and then drop me off at the airport. I go there and I have maybe 2 minutes in the building. And so I go and open up the letter as I'm walking out the door. And I take a look at photos of these birds. I go, what in the heck is this? And then I take a look at the letter. It's from the Alaska Audubon, something or other. I just give it to the chief of staff, and I said, I'll take care of expletive delete, this expletive delete on Monday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We heard that part. That was awesome.
Yeah. And so it's out of my mind. So I go to my meeting. I get out to the airport. I fly down to Anchorage because I'm going to Homer. I get the Raven Air, and they've canceled my flight. They're putting me on an 8 o'clock flight. And so I'm in the hotel, I'm in the airport, and I start thinking about this. I go, I'm going to go after these people. Of course, it was interference with a corporation, you know, trying to shut this down. I got a police force. We're going to do some forensic. We're going to do some forensic investigation on the photo. But just as I'm thinking, and then all of a sudden, Craig texts me this stuff, and it's too big for me to download. And it says something about the birds. You know, something about the birds. I don't think anything of it. But then Susan Downing calls, and she goes, "I can't let this joke go on anymore. It's getting too big." I go, "What joke?" Goes, "Well, that prank. They're pranking you. Compo's pranking you about the birds." I go, "Of course."
So Susan spilled the beans.
Yeah, but what would have happened if you would have left that for me? Like you would have told the chief of staff, you know, call him on Friday and tell him he's got this letter from an attorney on his desk. Your city attorney knows what it is. It's not good, but we can't open it because it's addressed to you. And I would have been there Sunday morning, you know, getting it, and then getting by Monday morning, I would have walked in full steam, you know, let's get these guys. Cavity circus.
Right. No, you would have been like covertly at about 2 a.m. Saturday night sneaking up there with a rifle.
Taking out the birds.
Taking out the falcon.
You gave it to me early, too early, and I found out about it too early, so you didn't get the full Prue's bunch.
Well, we tried, and the thing was, is, yeah, we...
Your staff said, you got to let him off the hook here.
Yeah, yeah, so blame them, because Craig was ready to let this ride for a couple of days. By the way, the Fairbanks Audubon Restoration
Team...
the acronym is FART.
Yeah,
I thought that might have given it away. Mayor, thanks so much. I know you got stuff going on, and we will talk again. The show is in good hands, Mayor. You're just fine. We got this handled.
Giving it to you in cop. Oh my God.
All right, Mayor. We'll talk to you when you get back.
Bye.
Bye now. There you go. The mayor and host, David Prues. Coming up, we're gonna read the letter. From
Suzanne. Down.
This is from Suzanne, the one that spilled the beans.
Yes.
But, you know, God love her for trying. And it's a great story. It's a great article. We're going to do that. We're going to talk more. We've got a look at Fox News. Alaska News Minute. It's all coming up for you right here on KFAR.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Vice President Harris says her and President Biden remain committed to being the most pro-union administration in America, calling for higher wages for workers on federally funded projects.
When union wages go up, everybody's wages go up.
The vice president in Philadelphia. A state of emergency declared in Massachusetts to address a growing number of migrants.
I am directing members of my administration to continue to utilize and operationalize all means necessary to secure housing, shelter, health and human services to address this humanitarian crisis.
Governor Maura Healey also noting the Massachusetts right to shelter law will remain in place for now, a statewide mandate guaranteeing homeless families a place to stay. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A 200-pound walrus calf found alone and miles from the ocean on Alaska's North Slope is getting bottle-fed and receiving round-the-clock cuddling from animal welfare workers who are trying to keep the one-month-old alive. The male Pacific walrus was found last week and flown 700 miles from the North Slope to Seward's Alaska Sea Life Center. The nonprofit research facility and public aquarium is caring for the gigantic baby with brown, wrinkly skin. He was dehydrated and possibly fighting an infection. Pacific walruses live in the Bering and Chukchi Seas but are occasionally observed in areas like the Beaufort Sea. And finally, raging waters from a weekend outburst of water from a glacier-dammed lake destroyed two buildings and undermined others, but are now receding in Alaska's capital city of Juneau. Water levels along the Mendenhall River began falling Sunday after cresting a day earlier, but Juneau city officials said the banks of the river remained highly unstable. Onlookers gathered to watch floodwaters from Mendenhall Lake on Sunday as one home teetered and then toppled into the rushing waters. The city says it is now working to assess damages, and there are no reports of any deaths or injuries.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Hello, this is Caleb Gibertoni with Johnson & Associates. Helping injured Alaskans and accidents have taught me a few things. During the springtime, it's nice to see the sun come back. However, having the sun directly in your eyes while you're driving can be a hazard to you and others. Buy a pair of cheap sunglasses to keep in your car and hold it there from the spring through to the fall. At Johnson & Associates, we look out for injured Alaskans. And while we hope you never need us, we're here if you do.
The road is where you make it with the Cooper Discoverer Rugged Trek All-Terrain Tire from GCR. Rugged Trek's aggressive tread design delivers the off- and on-road performance you need and the look you want. Versatile with comfortable all-season ride and superior traction even on snow and ice. Take control of Alaska's driving conditions. For your light truck or SUV, buy your Cooper Discoverer Rugged Trek at GCR. GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
With summertime comes those epic family adventures. Last thing you need are car troubles leaving you on the side of the highway. So make sure everything is running smoothly. Just swing your car or truck by Pearson Auto. From your AC to your radiator, to your fluid levels, belts, and battery. Crew at Pearson's will make sure your next summer adventure doesn't come with any surprises. Well, almost no surprises. That's Pearson Auto off the Rich Highway and on Airport across from Pikes. Pearson Automotive, your dealership alternative.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
And welcome back, Problem Corner on KFAR. Remember, all of these shows are saved on our archive page, so if you want to listen back or share it, you can. What we usually do, I usually load those myself on Friday. So this show and the others from the week are loaded on Friday. As you know, we have our weekend shows as well. We have a great weekend lineup of programming that includes, of course, Dave Pruse's Foodie, Fairbanks Foodies. We have Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard, a wonderful show about the local real estate agent. Compost Outdoor Show on Saturday as well. It's all a 1 3-hour block of local programs, and it's fantastic. We have The Buzz about the local marijuana industry with the crew from Sam and Joe Hatchie from Tanana Herb Company. Boy, now I'm drawn by, of course, Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper. Brilliant. That's a fantastic show. We had some really good shows on Saturdays now, and we're looking to continue to build on that as well. And your show is very good.
The outdoor show is very good. I enjoy it. It's now, fun. We have fun.
Now, back to it, of course. If you're just joining us, we just had the mayor on, who's the regular host of this program. He is down in Homer somewhere doing some business, mayor stuff, you know. And so we thought we'd fill in. Craig was filling in, and the timing couldn't have been perfect because of Craig's prank, where we had the mayor believing that they would not be able to demolish the Polaris building due to peregrine falcons. I kept saying peregrine in that, and I was corrected. It's peregrine falcons in the nesting in the Polaris building, which was just a great prank. And he kind of, we just had him on the phone. He kind of played it off like, yeah, you could have gone that a little further. Yeah. But no, his staff said he was freaking out.
Yeah, I think he was sweating a bit. Yeah. I had my camera, my phone over at the city office when he walked in, grabbed the letter. You could see him through the window reading the letter, walked out, used an it's described in this letter I'm going to read.
Describe Susan's website.
Yeah.
No,
Suzanne Downing, who's got Must Read Alaska. It's mostly a political newsletter. It comes out. She's really good, and she's got some good information. I love it. If you're not a subscriber, go there, mustreadalaska.com. It's great. It's good current stuff. But she does special interest stories like this. And on the way over to the radio station, she emailed me, or texted me, the article which just hit. And people, I'd encourage you to go to Must Read Alaska because you'll get to see the picture of the falcons. We're going to have them on your website as well.
I'll have them on, I'll try to put them up on both KFAR's Facebook page and on the X-Rock.
And I want to send you a copy of the certified letter for people to see. We used AI. I wrote a draft of it, and then my sister's really into that, so we did the AI, the ChatGPT thing, right. And it made it so believable. It's crazy.
Oh, it was wonderful, yeah. And it's in a certified package.
Yeah,
and again, the Fairbanks Audubon restoration team.
Fart. Yeah. I thought maybe that would give it away to prison.
He didn't catch that.
When he saw cease and desist language, his eyes went right to that. And I can see him in that video looking at the pictures of the birds through the window. So he stared at that for a long time. I'm surprised he didn't walk out and go over to the Polaris building and look for himself. But. Anyway,
but he only had 2 minutes because he thought he had a plane to catch.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, I'm going to read the article here, and you can go there and read it yourself anytime now. But it's good. It says, the headline is, we got a call?
We got a caller. I don't know if we want to take it, though, so we can try.
Crew's going to...
All right, KFAR Radio, you are on the air on Problem Corner. Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, said, who is this?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. What can we do for you, Sherry?
Well, I'm just a little upset. I'm not sure I even called the right number. My mother said that she heard on the radio this morning that they're about to vote on...
Oh, you're talking about something else right now?
Yeah.
All right. Might have to call back tomorrow because we're talking about pranking the mayor right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks, Al. Yeah, I know. Sure. Serious news show. But here, back to the funny letter, Craig.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the headline is Endangered Bird's Nest Shows Up in Condemned Fairbanks Building. And it's the front picture. It's a picture of the peregrine falcon right. feeding its chicks there. The story reads, Craig Compo is a prankster extraordinaire. The owner of Compo's, a Fairbanks power sports dealer in off-road vehicles and snow machines, last winter's Compo's made a video that showed how Hunter Biden's laptop had been dropped by the mysterious spy balloon from China into a snowy meadow near his home in Fairbanks.
I remember that one. Yeah. Great video.
It was all good fun and exactly the type of practical joke for which Compo is known. Some of his stunts have been quite colorful, to say the least, and more than one has been pulled on Fairbanks attorney Bill Satterberg and have involved into full-page newspaper ads. Now, we do that every April 1st because that's his birthday, you know, local attorney to be featured on an upcoming episode of Naked and Afraid.
And now, last year, he was representing a guy who had shot a female moose
yeah.
But he was claiming that it identified as a male moose.
Yeah. It was over at Lake GBT or something, something like that. Anyway, yeah, people believe it too, you know, and they don't read the part at the bottom that says paid advertisement because I got to pay to put that in the paper, but I gladly do it. It's fun. Anyway, the story continues. This week, Compo may have pulled off his best practical joke yet. He sent a letter to Fairbanks Mayor David Pruse from an organization known as the Fairbanks Audubon Restoration Team, telling the mayor to cease and desist the demolition of the Polaris building, a hazardous structure that the city had been trying to remove for years. The reason? There is evidently a nesting peregrine falcon and her two chicks in one of the building windows. That bird is protected by federal law. The photo accompanied the letter was a convincing piece of artificial intelligence artistry. Pruse received the letter at the mayor's office. It was announced on the morning of X-Rock host Glenner Anderson, 95.9, the morning show and local comedic talent. After receiving the letter, Pruse was heard muttering to his chief of staff, "They can go F themselves," before leaving for an appointment. And I can't share it, but I've got a video of that.
Here's the thing. That alone is going to get him reelected.
I know.
The reason he said that. Well, you know what?
How many times did Don Young get reelected after some of the off-the-wall comments he said? You know, so he's like...
That was so Uncle Don.
Yeah, or Trump. I mean, he kind of falls right in that same category as say what you think without thinking about it. But.
Right.
The Polaris Hotel, Fairbanks' tallest building and biggest eyesore, was built in 52 with its annex construction in 73. Originally designed as an apartment building, it was converted into a local hotel. In 2001, 800,000 gallons of water flooded the basement, and it was abandoned in 02. Getting rid of the structure has been complicated by asbestos, mercury, and other substances, and how to get the toxic material out of Alaska and a legal disposal site has since been the hurdle for the city. It goes on, the city of Fairbanks received a targeted brownfield assessment for the main portion of the 11-story building in 2017. In addition to asbestos and mercury, the assessment found toxic mold, polychlorinated bifalines. The entire building is going to have to be
Did I mention we were doing drinks there last week?
And playing Frisbee. Why am I itching all of a sudden? Yeah,
I'm having a hard time breathing today.
Fairbanks was ultimately awarded a $10 million earmark through the efforts of Senator Lisa Murkowski by way of the EPA. The demolition and removal of the building has been one of Mayor Pruse's biggest priorities and began earlier this season. But then came Compo. Listen here to the audio morning show of Glenner Anderson's X-Rock Morning Show, 95.9 FM, announcing the peregrine falcon nest discovered and talking to local falcon experts, or an expert, who was left unnamed by the host. Good friend of ours, one of our normal Laundry House gang members, by the way. The ruse went on for nearly a full day before Mayor Pruse finally learned it was a prank. Pruse laughed and took it in stride. Quote, "You know you're someone if you've been pranked by Craig Compo," Pruse said, adding he thought Compo was just getting back at him for recently reminding him of a 93 NFL matchup between Dallas and San Francisco.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
in which Pruse team won. You know, once in a while they beat the Niners. But as for Compo, he noted the dead giveaway that it was a prank is the acronym for the Fairbanks Audubon Restoration Team, which is, wait for it, F-A-R-T. So, yeah. So anyway, that you can see that, the pictures, you can listen to the audio at Alaska, mustreadalaska.com. Big shout out to Suzanne Downing. That was great, Suzanne. Good story, well-timed. She was nice enough to hold off on releasing it until after we told everybody on your morning show it was a prank.
Right. And we had you on my show over there in the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska, earlier. By the way, if you want something cool, here's a blatant plug. You can go, if you Google search Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, you can find the podcast, which is all Alaska comedy.
Oh, yeah.
30 minutes every day. Or every week. I've got like 170 episodes. Great Alaskans are on there.
Oh yeah.
And we've had everybody on there. So Dunleavy's been on there. You've been on there.
Well, we did the
Markowski,
pranks.
I think
they're on there. The pranks I do on Dr. D show, are those on there? I don't know. Remember we did some of those. We got
some
get those.
Of those are on there, yeah, as well, where you would call in with pet questions.
Yeah.
But the story of Bigfoot, where we pranked the TV show, that is on there. Where we pranked the Lost Tribe of the Lower Chino.
One of my favorites.
That's a great video.
If you haven't seen that, go Google Lost Tribe of the Lower Chino. I know your station.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, your station got in a little trouble over that.
Yeah, we did.
By some local.
And that was fun. So it's all there, and you can check it out. But also, if you search Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, you'll find my general store where you can get like Alaska merch.
Yes.
And I've got my brand new Live from Crapper Creek, Don't Be an Usyk T-shirts.
I love that.
And coffee mugs. So you can pick them up. And it's through a cafe press, so you can mail them to anybody you want anywhere in the world. They're fantastic. So check that out.
That's good.
All right. On the way, we're going to wrap this up. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about pranks. We'll talk about the Polaris building. And we'll kind of wrap this thing up with a bow here in just a little bit as we roll through this Tuesday morning. We've got more reports regarding fires in the area. You know, we tend to forget when the smoke clears out a little bit, there's still fires around. Yeah. You know, we go, oh, look, it's a clear sunny day. I don't see smoke. They must be gone. No, there's still like 130 of them burning around us.
And no big wind yet. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, so far, and it looks like we're going to get some moisture over the next few days. Mm-hmm. Maybe not enough to stop them, but at least slow them down and maybe hold them in their tracks a little bit. So we'll see if that
happens.
Let's
tell Prue's house burned down. Yeah.
Okay.
While he was gone.
Baby steps, Greg. Baby steps, okay?
More right. Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich, here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story today.
Order your new John Deere tractor at Craig Taylor Equipment and get a free steel trimmer. Craig Taylor Equipment on South Cushman.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Buy your Honda power equipment from The Woodway. It's assembled, tested, and ready to go. That's value the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR Weather.
Highs level off around 71 today. Under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy skies expected. Chance of scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 71. Cloudy. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right, back with you on KFAR Radio. Glenner Anderson and Craig Compo here. So we're talking about the prank we pulled on our good friend, radio host, my co-host, my... you know, we work together, and of course, he's the mayor of our fine city, Mr. David Pruce. Just a great guy, and you know, you only prank the ones you love. I mean, that's the thing.
That's right.
You don't prank, and I've noticed you don't prank anybody you don't like or close with.
Yeah, no, you want to.
There's
never
anything.
Eventually,
they'll
have the one I did with Benny Lynn. He was not happy for a few hours. He had to go home, take a shower, and get. That's when we pretended that. Well, he spilled barrels of oil off his cooking oil off the back of his car in the roundabout at North Pole. And I had Nick Stepovich call him and pretend he was Phil Robinson with DEC. And do you know anything about an unreported oil spill at North Pole? And Benny took it serious. And then we couldn't stop it. That one got out of control because he had 32 tablecloths. Those big tables, him and Anthony out there, they took him out and they're out in a lightning storm soaking up cooking oil in the roundabout. And I couldn't get him on the phone. He wouldn't take calls. Satterberg had called him and said, hey, what's going on? The cops are calling me and and so forth. And yeah, that one I had to finally catch him over at Napa. He was buying more absorbent pads. And he walked into the restaurant and I was in there because I said, I just looked at him and he looked at me. And I hadn't seen that look in Benny Lin's eye before. He was wet, miserable, angry. But then he went home, took a shower, came back, and we had some beers, and he laughed about it. And today, it's he relays that story a lot. But these things can get out of hand. I mean, sometimes you just can't stop them, and it's fun though.
Yeah, I had a like I said, when we had the Lost Tribe of the Lower Chena, I caught some heat. But I said, hey, I didn't film it. I didn't even post it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I didn't tell him that. Don't spill the beans. Yeah. But if you want to see that one, YouTube it. It's Lost Tribe of the Lower Chena. Also, I think on the Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska YouTube channel, I think we have a short video of Bigfoot.
I think
I have a very brief one of you walking through the field.
Yeah.
Dressed as Bigfoot.
And then again, we did that for the
Dark Winter Nights.
Dark Winter Nights, yeah.
That was a fun one where I got out and I got up and told the whole story. And at the very end, we have all of a sudden Bigfoot walks by me on stage, comes off and takes his hat off. And it's Craig.
Yeah, that was fun. Those are fun. That was the first time I've ever been to one of those. And those are really fun. Yeah.
They really are. They do them once or twice a year. It's the second time I have been a part of it. KUAC puts it on up there. And
just
the
local
host
stories.
Is brilliant. And it's just local stories that are just brilliant. The one with the two guys flying their plane.
Oh my gosh.
Built the plane and it's excellent. It's a classic Alaska story.
Where can you see those?
They do have them online. If you call KUAC, they do have them.
Yeah.
They are on I think after a bit they release them to the public. And you can look up Dark Winter Nights on YouTube.
Yeah.
They also have a wonderful book. I haven't read that. I've got to get a copy of it because the first time I performed in that back in, I think, 2015 or 16, I told the story of me being chased by a bear in Juneau when I was a kid and my father and everything. And it's kind of a lighthearted story. And that story's in their book, Dark Winter Nights. So I haven't seen the book. So you can get the book. I'd imagine it's available. And speaking of books, I guess I could plug it now. I will have one. My book will be dropping in the next few months.
Really?
Yeah, Frozen Airwaves, story of rock comedy and rock and roll in the Great White North.
I want a sneak peek.
You're in that book.
I am?
Everybody's in that book. For good or for bad. I might have to edit now.
Yeah.
I haven't put the book out. So now I have to add, there is a chapter about pranks and about us.
Neat.
And it's in there.
Oh, good.
So now... and it's funny, I keep wanting to release it, but we keep doing stuff, and now I have to go re-edit again before I get it to the editor. So,
how long have you been working on that?
4 years.
Wow. Neat.
And it's an homage to my dad, and it's about Alaska, and it's about Fairbanks, and it's about radio and comedy and rock and roll and the weirdness that is Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah.
And it's a great book, so I hope. I don't know. I've never written a book. I don't know what the hell.
No,
I'm
it's
doing.
Good. No, it's good.
So, that'll be in there. That'll be in there as well as much, much more. So, be looking for that one. Frozen Airwaves is the name of the book.
And can you get it on Amazon? You get it in the bookstore?
Well, no, I'm going to self. I don't. I'll put it out now. Is there any editors? I need an editor. That's what I'm looking for now, is somebody that edits.
Yeah,
I need
an
editor. To go through it.
I actually know a good one. I'll tell you about it right after the show.
Okay, wonderful. That's all I'm looking for there. So we got that. And, of course, the prank once again. It was a prank. No, there are no peregrine falcons that we know of.
Yeah.
Now, what would be the irony of a real peregrine falcon?
Hey, I got to tell you this. Yesterday when
he's probably going to have like snipers on the roof just to keep everything away that's not pigeon.
In the middle of this, when it was getting hot and heavy, I had lunch with Satterberg yesterday before I called Prue's, and it was getting pretty intense. And I thought to myself, I have got to call a company that won the bid in Anchorage and let them know this is a joke. Because, you know, that would that person that got that bid that owns that company might have a heart attack if they find out. So anyway, I called and left a message for him. Never did hear back from Coldfoot Environmental Services in Anchorage. But I did my best. I tried to call him and let him know if you hear something on the radio, it's just a joke. Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. You got this big environmental company that's supposed to be taking this thing down.
And other things, like I gave the first draft to Satterberg, and he goes, because originally it said Northern Environmental Center, and it had their logo, and he goes, yeah, you probably want to make up a name. And then that's when the him and I brainstormed on the name.
And that's why you need to have an attorney involved something like that. See, Satterberg's actually good for something once in a while, isn't he?
Yeah, I need a full-time attorney, I think, for just for some of these
you
pranks.
You think?
Yeah, if something, I mean, somebody, what if somebody died during one of these pranks? That would not be so funny.
No, but, you know, yours are lighthearted enough where nobody's going to die.
That's right.
You know, unless they got, like, guys, you know. On roped up going down the outside of it looking for the falcons. I wonder if anybody that saw that or heard that went out to look around with binocs and see if they could see the falcons in the building.
Oh, I'm sure there were some people looking up there. We should have got a camera down there to see. You know, there I ran one by you once, and I always wanted to do it, but the more I think about it, it's probably not right. I was going to get a bunch of balloons and a big check, maybe get Jeff Cook with a big check, and go out to one of those hoarders' places and let them know they won the sweepstakes, Reader's Digest. But Satterberg said, you know, you'd probably get shot.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that.
No, you don't want
that.
That would be horrible.
That would be bad. See, that I don't.
Or how about if you have some people tell them it's the Antique Roadshow?
Oh.
And you go out there and you're filming an episode.
A fake episode?
And just find like some old piece of junk. Oh, this is going to net you so.
Oh, yeah.
Or we could almost just do a fake antique and have people bring it in and make ungodly amounts of money. You found it. A gas can from 1968. I actually
tried to get Roadshow up here. You know, you take just set it up in Wilbur Brothers Sheet Metal Shop. You ever been in there? It's amazing.
Or Jakovich's old building over there behind the Big Eye.
Oh yeah,
you've been in there.
Yeah,
it is fantastic.
Yeah,
there's
some
so
neat
many
old
fun
stuff there.
Things in there.
Yeah.
That would be a good one to get the Antique Roadshow.
They just came to Anchorage recently. You know, they did an episode in Anchorage like a couple of months ago.
Oh,
they
didn't know that.
It. Yeah. No, I would say there's so much cool old stuff here.
Well, there is, but when you talk old stuff, I mean, it's Alaska. What are we looking at, 100 years?
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
well,
you go,
old for us.
You go to New York and they're like, oh, this is 400 years old. You go to Europe and they're going 100 years.
You know what?
I got underwear older than that.
The reason the one item that's in town that I thought would be really interesting for Antiques Roadshow is Richard Ween, whose dad was Noel Ween.
Yeah.
Richard's got a framed copy of his pilot's license. You know who the instructor was? Orville Wright. It's signed by Orville Wright.
You are kidding.
No, and I said, Richard, and not that he would sell it, but just to show it on Antiques Roadshow. That's amazing. 1921, flight certificate for Noel Ween, signed by Orville Wright. He was the flight instructor. Isn't that crazy?
Didn't his plane only go like 2,000 feet, though?
Good point.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, and we're coming up on the 88th anniversary of Wiley Post and Will Rogers crash.
Right.
And we're going to be talking about that on the air in a couple of weeks on my show. So interesting
That's a big
stuff.
One. Now, of course, the Compo's Outdoor Show is on Saturday afternoons right here on KFAR.
I love it.
As well. Along with those other great weekend shows. And again, if you want a copy of this one or the others, they will be available for download on the archive page, which is like the KFAR podcast page. And those will be up probably by, I'd say, noon or 1 o'clock on Friday, including this very show.
And visit Must Read Alaska. You can go online
Must
and see
Alaska.
That. And,
nice job.
Yeah,
there,
she
Susan.
Did great.
Well done. Well
yep.
done. Way
yep.
to stick the
She's
landing.
Great.
Even though you're the one that spilled the beans on the whole thing.
Yeah.
We'll let that slide.
At my request.
Okay. Yeah. You're the one that told her that.
Yes.
Okay, so she was just following orders. So
yeah.
All right, we'll give that to her. Now, Prues is out this week. I can't remember who he has filling in the rest of this week.
No, I'm not sure who he's got filling in. He asked me for today, and I thought it was, when he first called, again, I thought it was, oh my God, somebody spilled the beans. I'm going to, all this effort we put into it. But it turned out it was just, he goes, hey, I'm going to have a show opening Tuesday. Can you cover me for me? And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'll have something to talk about.
Man, that just, the heavens opens, like all the planets aligned for this show. That was perfect timing. And of course, now, at the time, we didn't know.
No.
Now, I was in with him yesterday as we recorded this week's Fairbanks Foodies, where we talk about, because he helped me. I bought a smoker, so I'm in the smoking thing now. And I did I did ribs this weekend. They were awesome. They turned out perfect. I followed his. Oh, yeah, to a T. And it was wonderful. So I felt really bad knowing that I was in the middle of this prank while I'm texting him back and forth and calling him and asking him all these smoker and rib questions and rubs and all the process, and the whole time knowing that the next day he's going to get this letter. So I said, I better get his advice now on smoking these ribs, because he could have told me anything. Had he known, you know, he would have been, what you're going to want to do is just use nothing but Tabasco sauce. You know, he could have pranked me right there. And I would have fallen for it.
By the way, the governor was in town Saturday. I was unloading boats at my shop, and he was standing there. I turned around, and he's clapping because it was kind of tricky what I was doing. And then I told him, I said, hey, come in my office, governor. You got to see the story. And I gave it to him, and he go, and because it CC'd to the governor. So I told him, you've got to call him. And he tried, but he couldn't get through. It would have been great.
Oh, yeah, to have the governor on and talking about this today. Yeah. But the fact that he knew about it is pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. And he's used to it. I mean, he's been involved in some other pranks that I did, so we'll have to talk about those on a different day.
And we're actually, you and I and him, we're working on a project today. Hopefully we'll
That's
get
right.
that off the
ground. Yeah, we're working
we'll talk
that
about that a little bit later on. All right, Craig, now this is the only day you're filling in.
Yeah, just today.
What is the topic for the show this week?
I figure on my show?
Yeah, on the Compost Outdoor Show.
Oh, the one that we just did?
Well, because it will air this week, because I think we have an extra one.
I do it tomorrow for Saturday. I haven't even figured out what I'm going to talk about. I wing it when I get in here.
It's the Compost Outdoor Show. All right, we'll send it over. We've got news, top of the hour. I want to thank you for joining us once again. Recap, no peregrine falcons were harmed during the making of this program.
Yet.
Thank you very much. You're listening to KFAO.
This is your talk station.
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. Enough is enough.